I can say I am fortunate to have in my academic year, my formation in the seminary, to have one brilliant, really brilliant professor. In his seminary, pre-scholastic life, he was always number one, and he would get the highest academic awards. He studied his doctorate in the Catholic University of the United States in Washington, D.C., and he got, you know, the highest award. And yet, I was under him in ecclesiology, grace, eschatology, and the theology of priesthood. And yet, you will never, ever feel any intellectual arrogance from this guy. Never. He has a brilliant mind. During the time that he was teaching in our seminary, he was the only theologian in Asia that was giving assistance to Benedict XVI, who was then Ratzinger, Cardinal Ratzinger, because he was in the theological commission in the Asia and being a representative for Asia. But this guy, this priest professor, was just so humble. He was the rector, teaching in the seminary, rector of a seminary, and he was teaching in two seminaries, one northeast of Manila, one southwest of Manila. He was a rector. He could have all the privileges that he could, you know, that he could ask. But every time he would teach, he stayed in the northwest where the seminary is, but he would go southwest of Manila. And if you know the traffic in Manila, you complain of the traffic in Phoenix and Los Angeles, try Manila. Try Manila. You will see how crazy our traffic there. But believe me, this professor of ours would wake up 4 o'clock in the morning and would commute from the northwest of Manila to the southwest of Manila twice a week. It's not because he was trying to be, you know, different. It was just his life, a life of simplicity, a life of, you know, a poverty. I would say a blessed life. Blessed life. 5 years ago, 6 years ago, this guy was elected Cardinal Archbishop of Manila. He's Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagle, the most brilliant theologian in the Philippines and probably, I would say, in Asia. In Asia. And yet, he was just so simple. If you sit in his class, it's always a recollection. Always a recollection. He can simplify the most difficult theological concepts in a way that a seminarian will understand, and even a lay person. Try listening to many of his YouTube videos, and you will agree with what I'm saying. Today, in our gospel, it speaks about the blessed. The blessed. The Greek word for the blessed is makarios. Makarios. Makarios means the satisfaction of being partakers of God or the experience of God. That is makarios. But makarios is an adjective. It's the long form of the word makar in Greek. But what is makar? Makar is a satisfaction of something. Satisfaction of something. That's the general idea for makar. For a Christian, makarios, to be blessed, is a believer of Christ who is satisfied and secure in the midst of life's hardship because of the indwelling and the fullness of the Spirit. Satisfaction and being secured in spite of life hardship because of the indwelling and the fullness of the Spirit. That is to be blessed. What it is to be blessed? In our world, we always think of the blessed as possessing the three P's: possession, prestige, and power. That's the blessed in the world. But that's not the blessed in God's world. That's not the blessed in the kingdom of God. It is so much, for me, it is really a satisfaction that the beatitude gives dignity and hope to the least, the last, and the suffering. That's my consolation. That people, even their least, people who are last, people who are suffering, can still be blessed. Still be blessed. Nobody's exempted of being of suffering. Nobody's exempted of sometimes being treated as least. Nobody's exempted of being treated last. But how do you see your blessing? How do you, how do you look at satisfaction in life? I invite you to really go deeper and examine the way we look at things and the way we see life as it is, but this time in the concept of the kingdom of God. Life is short, brothers and sisters. Life is short. I cannot still imagine that I'm 52 years old in a few months. I said, wow, I feel that it was only, 3 years ago that I was ordained. And now I'm turning 20 in my ordination. But how do I make sense of my priesthood? How do I make sense of my life as a priest? I have my own, models of my priesthood. One is that professor. In spite of his being brilliant, an intellectual giant, every time he would teach us, we could feel his great love and passion for teaching and just trying to impart the knowledge, the mysteries of theology and the mysteries of philosophy into our very, sometimes ignorant mind. That's the blessed. That's the blessed. Do not look for things that will satisfy you only in this life. In the book of Jeremiah, our first reading, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, he says, "Cursed are those who trust in human beings, but blessed are those who trust in the Lord." In the Lord. I wish and I invite you, please, yes, we have our aspirations. Yes, we have our hopes. Yes, we have our future. We have our dreams. But don't limit your dreams on this world. Don't limit your dreams on the physical world. Always have that dream of eternal life. Always have that dream of the life after this, because that's the most important, and we will spend that life for eternity. Whether you like it or not, we will spend that life for eternity. And this life is just passing. I want you to strive to be part of the blessed. I want you to strive to be part of the makarios, those who are satisfied And those who are secured in spite of the hardships of life, because they know that the Spirit, that God is indwelling in them, and they're trying their best, in spite of our failures, in spite of our weaknesses, to live a holy and humble life. For those of you who feel that life is stressful and not peaceful, I invite you, try the way of the Beatitude. The way of the Beatitude. Live a life of simplicity. Live a life of humility. Live a life of patience. And live a life trusting God. And you will be among the Makarios, the blessed. Please all stand.